Ted gave him a disapproving glance, then looked back at Roland's quartet. Perhaps it won't come to that. But if it does... He stood up suddenly and seized Roland's arm. Are we cannibals? He asked in a harsh, almost strident voice. Have we been eating the children the green cloaks bring from the borderlands? Roland was silent. Ted turned to Eddie. I want to know. Eddie made no reply. Madam Sy? Ted asked, looking at the woman who sat astride Eddie's hip. We're prepared to help you. Will you not help me by telling me what I ask?
Would knowing change anything? Susanna asked.
Ted looked at her for a moment longer, then turned to Jake. You really could be my young friend's twin, he said. Do you know that, son?
No, but it doesn't surprise me, Jake said. It's the way things work over here, somehow. Everything, fits.
Will you tell me what I want to know? Bobby would.
So you can eat yourself alive? Jake thought. Eat yourself instead of them?
He shook his head.
I'm not Bobby, he said. No matter how much I might look like him.
Ted sighed and nodded. You stick together. And why would that surprise me? Your quartet, after all.
We gotta go, Dink told Ted. We've already been here too long. It isn't just a question of getting back for room check. Me and Stanley have gotta trig their fucking telemetry, so when Prentice and the Wheeze check it, they'll say Teddy B was there all the time. So was Dinky Earnshaw and Stanley Ruiz. No problem with those boys.
Yes, Ted agreed. I suppose you're right. 5 more minutes?
Dinky nodded reluctantly. The sound of a siren, made faint by distance, came on the wind, and the young man's teeth showed in a smile of genuine amusement.
They get so upset when the sun goes in, he said, when they have to face up to what's really around them, which is some fucked-up version of nuclear winter.